You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Tuesday here in Berea at Cleveland Browns headquarters on Cleveland Browns Daily. Jim Donovan in for Nathan Zagura. Nathan finishing up some vacation and then back next week when the Browns go full force into training camp. And the rookie class will be here tomorrow. Matt Wilhelm is joining me, as always, on the show. A great first hour. As a lot of people excited about training camp and very excited about seeing some of the young players for the Browns come in, and, you know, we'll see what we got, what kind of hand we were dealt or picked in this draft, Matt, on a very competitive situation. Yes. For the Browns to get some of these draft choices on the field and contributing and helping them as quickly as they possibly can. And, of course, in a division that is ripe with great teams, we go to Pittsburgh right now and check in with the voice of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the great Bill Hillgrove, and the voice of the Pitt Panthers, too. He joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Bill, always good to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time today.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. And I guess for both of us, it's time to start to watch large people sweat.
Absolutely. How different will it be for you and for everybody in Pittsburgh to watch a Steeler defense that will not be put together by Dick LeBeau?
Yeah, it's going to be different for sure. I know Keith Butler, who took his place, is smart enough not to fix what isn't broken. But I'm sure, you know, he'll put his own imprint on whatever we're going to see defensively. And, you know, it's going to be a new cast of characters. There are no Polamalus or Ike Taylors or Brett Keisels running around on that defense. And I think it's going to be younger, faster people. So it'll be interesting to see. I think for the Steelers, that's the variable. They will score a lot of points, no question about it. The offensive line is intact. They've got the weapons for Ben, and without Le'Veon Bell for the first couple of games, there'll be a little mystery there, but they were smart to go out and get D'Angelo Williams to hold the fort till he gets back.
Bill, do you believe that this team, and I think Ben Roethlisberger and his resume is up for the task, but the pressure on this team to be as good as a Steelers been in the last 5 or 6 years because of how talented they are offensively, and as you mentioned, new, young, dynamic defense to live up to what some of the, you know, the preseason analysts are saying about how good this Pittsburgh team is really going to be?
Yeah, it'll be something to live up to, no question about it. And I think that'll be the fun part to watch them. You can always count on the fact that if you can keep the ball away from the other team, which I think Ben is going to have to do, I really think that's going to help this defense.
Bill, is there any wiggle room on this Le'Veon Bell situation? Could that get reduced, like, you know, as we sit and wait on the Tom Brady 4-game suspension? Is there any wiggle room on the Bell one?
I'm hoping that there is. Realistically, if he gets anything lopped off, it'll be 1 game. Fortunately, even if it were 3, there are no division games involved. So, you know, for the Steelers, that's a lucky thing. But, you know, he's got to pay the price. He committed the crime.
Yeah.
You got to do the time. And you just get ready to move forward.
So, Bill, as you've watched the Steelers through the many years now, and as we watch them, and now they've kind of reloaded again, and you know, some teams, and you know, go through a drastic rebuilding phase. And I'm sure maybe now you're so close to it that you've watched it change, but boy, they've done it kind of gracefully. I mean, I look last year, and there they are right at the top of the division again, and they're hosting a playoff game. How have you seen them do this and kind of reload and get this team younger and, you know, more up to speed after those great players have kind of come to the end of their careers?
Jimmy, I started doing the games in 1994, the year after free agency came in. And what I've seen over all that time is how well the Steelers seem to handle that part of the process.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They just don't hold on to people too long, although they'll be criticized probably for holding on to Polamalu and Ike for as long as they did, and Brett Keisel. But, you know, I think they handle that part of it well. And also, if you look at their track record, they don't overspend in free agency. They never go, you know, into the deep end of the pool. And I think that's one of the keys, that they kind of, you know, keep everything on their home field, on their own field, and see what they have, and then just kind of fill in the pieces.
Bill, what have you personally earmarked as the biggest hurdle that this Pittsburgh Steelers team has to overcome for the upcoming season?
Well, the secondary, obviously. But, you know, as Dick LeBeau said before he departed, and I'm sure Keith Butler looks at it the same way, a good pass rush can cover some warts in that secondary. And I think that's what the Steelers have to do, is to get after the quarterback with a little bit more ferocity and frequency. And I think that'll help that secondary kind of get its sea legs underneath. You know, their takeaways have been too infrequent in recent years, and I think they got to get back to that, taking the ball away. And I think that's one of the things that Keith Butler sees. The pass rush has to be a little more intense, and I think he's going to take steps in that regard. The Steelers have never asked their defensive ends in that 3-4 to do a whole lot statistically, but I think with Cam Hayward, you're going to see them trying to turn him loose and take advantage of his many skills.
He's got 59 million reasons to be that guy, right?
Yeah, that's a big number. But if you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna invest a big number into a talent, that's the kind of talent you want, and also the kind of person you want.
Hey,
and I think that's what they got when they got him from Ohio State.
He's a Buckeye. Yeah,
you know,
he's
just a great kid.
Yeah, good kid, no question about it. Bill, there was a lot of a lot of eyes on the Steelers situation when Todd Haley came over to become the offensive coordinator, and everyone wondered how he and Big Ben would coexist. And that seems to even, as I mentioned to you before about how smoothly they've kind of moved into getting new players in there and getting younger players in there and kind of keeping up with the times and keeping it fresh. But the Todd Haley situation seems to have it's grown nicely, hasn't it? I mean, it seems like it's pretty peaceful over there.
Yeah, I think so. And I think in some ways it was overblown by the media that they weren't getting along. They're both professional. Okay, Ben, you know, probably wanted to have his head and throw the ball all over the lot when he had the chance. And I think what Todd has given him is a system in which he's going to be healthier. They're going to keep him upright more with the way Todd does things. And I think for Ben, especially past 30, which he is, that's pretty important.
We came up with, and I'm going to go to your Saturday job now, okay, the voice of the Pitt Panthers, but the Browns came up with a kid out of Pitt that really became a terrific player last year for them, and they absolutely love this kid, Kaywan Williams, who has played very, very well here. Bill, do you remember, calling his games over at Pitt, and did you see something that you thought that he would be able to, though undrafted, come into an NFL camp and become a player on Sundays?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's
what
been a great
I saw
player.
Was a great. I saw a great athlete with really good speed. But I saw a kid that doesn't mind putting his nose into it. You know, he'll do the dirty work too. And I think for corners especially, or anybody in the secondary, you know, they got to get people on the ground. I mean, that's basically what they've got to do more often than defending passes. And Kaywan was a return guy at Pitt. I don't know how much you're asking from him in that regard, but I saw the whole package, and it doesn't surprise me that he's made a professional career.
Bill, what's your general synopsis of the AFC North? Do you think this is a division as it sits right now that could send three teams to the playoffs again?
I believe so. It's going to be even more competitive. I think everybody has improved, and so I don't see anything changing from last year.
What about Big Ben right now? Tell us where you see him in his career and how he feels about this team, and where do you see him right now? What's left for him to do?
Well, you know, I think the great ones play their best ball after the age of 30. I think there are too many examples of that around the league, including Tom Brady. And I think Ben, you know, the game is slow for him. He sees it now completely. He sees everything in front of him. And you know, he still has those God-given skills, the strong arm, the ability to shake defenders. And, you know, I just think with Todd Haley's guidance, he's become the complete package as a quarterback, and so it's only going to get better.
So that all being said, to compound on that question, having spent time and be as close as you are to Ben Roethlisberger, is there a landmark in Ben's mind of one more Super Bowl opportunity, one more ring, because he's got more money than he'll know what to do with for the, you know, he'll live multiple lives with as much as he's made as a quarterback in the National Football League. But is there a landmark for him? He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Was it one more ring for Ben before he can hang it up?
I think so. And I think, you know, to win more than one is a very important thing. And I don't think he won the one in Detroit. He didn't play very well, and they were just better than Seattle. He won the one in Tampa, and certainly against the Cowboys until the running back fumbles. I think they're going to win that game. But, yeah, I'm sure Ben wants to, you know, hang that trophy case in front of everybody and say, look, I'm making a case for the fact that I was, if not the greatest, one of the greatest quarterbacks of the modern era.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, always a pleasure to talk to you. We look forward to seeing you a couple of times again this year. We see you a little bit later than we did last year when we saw you on the opening Sunday. But it's, you know, hopefully this rivalry continues to perk up. It certainly was good for the Browns, at least on one Sunday last year. But it's always great to have you on.
Hey, the Browns scared the heck out of us in the opener
in the second half. That was unbelievable. You're right.
I mean, you know, they played the Steelers as well as anybody in the division particularly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's only going to get better and it'll be fun.
Well,
you know, I grew up in Pittsburgh, so I know about the rivalry. I've seen Jim Brown run in front of the Steeler bench with a football that just crossed the goal line and shake it at him like, here it is, here it is. So I can feel that rivalry getting better.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's just great hearing you, and it would be great to see you. Say hello to Tunch and the Wolfman over there and all your cast. It's always great to bump into you guys.
Yeah, and likewise to Deke. You know, he's one of our favorite people. He's probably one of the best guys that we run into in the broadcast community or confederacy or whatever we call ourselves. But, you know, he's just tell the Deke that we said hello.
We absolutely will. We'll see you down the road, Bill.
All right, guys. Take care.
You too. Yeah, the great Bill Hillgrove. What a great broadcaster. Yeah. Just a great broadcaster. And he took over for a real great legend there, Jack Fleming, who did the Steelers for many, many years. And I believe on Saturdays, Matt, Bill does Pitt on Saturdays, but I believe on Saturdays, Jack Fleming was the voice of the Mountaineers of West Virginia.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then he would go on and he would do the Steelers, and he was terrific. And, of course, he had the famous call of the Franco Harris.
Yes.
You know, the ball that popped up in the air against the Raiders. I mean, what a bunch of legendary voices and not
legendary
many,
teams.
Not many have they had over there.
I mean,
Jack Fleming passed the torch to Bill Hillgrove, who was ready. Bill called Dan Marino's games over with the Pitt Panthers.
And it seems like that at Pittsburgh. You've got, you know, Cowher hands it to Tomlin.
Yeah, yeah. But isn't it amazing, I mean, how smoothly they have done it? They did not go in.
No.
They've rebuilt. And we've all been kind of taking a nap.
I know.
Watching them rebuild.
You're right.
And we wake up and they're still the playoffs hosting a game.
Yep.
We'll take a break. That was a great segment with Bill Hillgrove, the voice of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Jim Donovan, Matt Wilhelm, and all of you on Cleveland Browns Daily. Back after the break on ESPN 850 WKNR.